How do I choose them? As in, well, usually it works the other way around. How do they choose me? actors are not really choosers until you reach a certain level in your life, like my son Ben, let us say. And people like Christopher Plummer, who I've worked with, and actors who have gone to the heights. And as a guy who wanted to be an actor from the time I was 14 or 15 years old, at the Henry C. Playhouse on the Lower East Side of New York, and going into high school and playing the part of Adolf Hitler and Hitler Goes to Heaven, and discovering people who were able to laugh.
Wow.
I got the bug, and from that point on, I had the GI Bill going for me, and I went to Syracuse University when I got out, and I had a great teacher named Sawyer Fork, Professor Fork, who was the head of the National Theater Conference, the person who established that, and he took a liking, and he kind of encouraged me. He was a tough guy, but he really pushed my buttons, and then there were others on the way. I worked with so many people who just kind of, you just kind of drift. And things happen. And I did end up in Ohio, since we're talking to Cleveland, more than once. I mean, I was, I actually was part of the Kennelly Players, John Kennelly, who I'm sure everyone in Ohio is aware of. We worked with for John at in Warren and Dayton. We did The Prisoner of Second Avenue there. And I also performed in Cleveland with my wife Ann when we started our nightclub act at a place called one place called the Sahara Inn, which was really a motel with a music room, and then there was the Alpine Village, which was very popular back in the 60s, owned by a man named Herman Perchner. He was an impresario, and he had people like Frankie Yankovic coming in there. And then one day he booked Ann and myself and Alan Arkin and Nancy Ponder into the place, we followed a girl named Beverly who threw up a flaming baton to the ritual fire dance, and then we were the closing act. But before we went on, our impresario owner said to me, "How shall I announce you?" I said, "Well, this is our first appearance, Herman." He says, "Okay, those international favorites." So, but Cleveland was. I'll go on until you stop.
But keep going.
Okay, I did a movie called Those Lips, Those Eyes, with Frank Langella and a lovely actress named Rose Arick, and we played it. It was shot at Kane Park. And it was a story about a young kid, Tom, I forget now, about a young kid who wanted to become an actor, and he's an apprentice at the Kane Park, which was, of course, one of the great summer theaters. And that was Frank Langella. It was one of Frank Langella's early roles. And I remember playing in Cleveland and what a meaningful time it was for me, because Cleveland was going through very tough times economically, and we were shooting at night, and I remember the stagehands, the grips, and all the people involved with producing it, because it was a night shoot and ran from, let's say, 8 o'clock at night to land. They brought their families down, but we were all eating the food, because there was plenty of food on the set. There may not have been any money around for jobs, but we all ate. And I just enjoyed the feeling of being around those guys and those people. It was very much part of my life. Cleveland has one other time I'll never forget was when I was working in Erie, Pennsylvania. I had just gotten out of school, and I was playing there at Erie. And Newell Tarrant, our director, said, "I got a call from Conneaut, Ohio," and they said, the mayor who was playing the part, the lead role in Junior Miss, got sick, and they wanted me to come in and take over the role that next day. So I remember, they drove me over the border to Conneaut, Ohio, which I never heard of before. And all I remember is I got into in 5 minutes, I met every member of the town council and all the people in town. It was a community theater, and I get dressed up as the mayor, and I got on stage and started to do the part. And then what they didn't tell me was that the back wall was about maybe a foot away from the actual wall of the of the set. So that when I opened the door and I went into that, into the supposedly making an exit, I banged right into the wall of the theater, and I went plop back on my backside, and there was a huge laugh.
Oh.
But I mean, these things, as I look back now, they're so much fun.